This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your brother Sa'ad Taslim. First and foremost, I wanted to say Eid Mubarak to all of you, wherever you may be in the world. And also, I would love to hear where you will be celebrating Eid. Inshallah, leave it in the comments below. It's beautiful to read everyone's comments and see where everyone is in the world celebrating Eid. Second of all, I wanted to talk a little bit about the significance of Eid. And look, I understand most people, most Muslims, we understand that Eid is significant and it's good to celebrate Eid, but maybe we don't understand how truly significant it is. And I want to highlight that point by mentioning a narration of the Prophet ﷺ, hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, I believe it's mentioned in Abu Dawood and Nasa'i, in which we hear that when the Prophet ﷺ came to the city of Medina, as we know, Medina had many cultures and religions and so on and so forth. So when the Muslims came to Medina, what the Prophet ﷺ saw was that there were 2 days that were celebrated in Medina, 2 holidays. And the Prophet ﷺ asked Anas radiallahu anhu, he said, مَا هَذَانِ الْيَوْمَانِ? He said, what are these 2 days? And Anas, he says, كُنَّا نَلَعَبُ فِيهَا فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. He said, these are 2 days that we would celebrate in Jahiliyyah, meaning the pre-Islamic times. And then the Prophet ﷺ replied, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَبْدَلَكُمْ بِهِمَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُمَا. He said, certainly Allah has replaced for you 2 days better than these days, Yawm al-Adha wa Yawm al-Fitr, the day of Adha and the day of Fitr, or the Eid of Adha and the Eid of Fitr. Now, why is this significant? This is significant because when it came to religious celebrations, or we can say spiritual celebrations, the Prophet ﷺ told us that we have 2 days out of the year, 2 specific days that we celebrate as spiritual or religious celebrations. There are many celebrations, there's many holidays out there in the world, and that's a different matter. But in terms of religious holidays or spiritual holidays, we only have these 2 days. And what do I mean by spiritual or religious holidays? I mean those holidays that our celebration is worship. So by celebrating on this day of Eid, we are actually worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our celebration intrinsically, within of itself, becomes worship. And by celebrating, we seek to get closer to Allah. And there is nothing other than these 2 days in which we celebrate as worship, other than, as I said, Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. And that's why these 2 days are actually extremely significant for us. And that is why it is important for us to celebrate as best as we can these 2 days, and also help those who are unable to celebrate, those of our brothers and sisters who may not have families or may not have a lot of resources. It's important to help each other, share our resources, obviously, but help each other, you know, build our brotherhood and sisterhood, help each other celebrate, because the celebration itself is worship. And that is only these 2 days out of the year, Yawm al-Adha and Yawm al-Fitr, the day of Eid al-Adha and the day of Eid al-Fitr. And yeah, so I just wanted to clarify that point. Alhamdulillah, like I said, there's many celebrations, right? There's this day and that day and Father's Day and Mother's Day and so on and so forth, and that's fine. But in terms of spiritual celebrations, alhamdulillah, we have Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. And so I wish all of you Eid Mubarak, and I'll catch you all later. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.